Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. She back.
Hey, whoa. Girl.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, hi. Shannon, how are you?
I'm good. Good. Right.
You're looking very florally and bright on this grey day.
It was exciting for me today to put some pants on. Not that I don't wear pants, people, but you know, like not jeans. Mm. Not for the last, I don't know, a long time.
Yeah, it's been too hot.
It's never too hot.
It's never too hot for jeans.
It's all happening, isn't it?
It is. Everything's
tomorrow
happening.
It's a new day.
Midnight tonight, the borders will be opening and...
Bring that on. And, but of course, when our borders open, everything else shuts up, doesn't it?
Yes.
But I was a bit like, so the school, I've been mad for the emails this week. Anyone that's got any kids at school.
Yeah, a lot of emails.
I mean, you know, they do an amazing job and it's hard to navigate. And schools are filthy COVID places anyway.
Oh, but children are disgusting.
So the emails are coming hard and fast. I got an email 2 days ago and it was a good one. It said, hi, Mrs. McCarthy, just to let you know, the swimming carnival has been cancelled.
Oh.
No, I was not mad about it. I'm like, thank you, Mark McGowan, for your...
Shut it down.
Yes, shut that down. I don't want to drive out to the HBF Stadium, sit there in those chairs, watch a thousand...
With a mask on.
Watch a thousand kids then just to watch my kid once, or twice. And do you know, I know some parents...
Is he a chance of winning?
Oh, I don't know, whatever. I mean, he's a winner in my books, but this is our youngest child. And of course I would go and, you know, I love, it's good and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes stuff gets cancelled and it's okay.
Well,
the thing is,
a lot of schools have
a lot of stuff on.
Stuff on that parents are now expected to come to.
And they do expect you to, they even want you to score and participate.
Oh, what?
I don't want to do that. If I'm going, I just want to sit in the stands with my coffee, chat to my girlfriend who I don't see anymore because she works 4 days a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
You know what teachers are for?
Anyway.
Yeah, wow.
So that was a good day.
I think, and I'm not introverted, but I reckon the introverts are out there and they're listening and they're like, yeah, boy.
Shut it down.
Cancel that.
Cancel it.
Cancel it. Cancel it. Sorry,
what's
Mark,
that?
What was that?
Yeah.
Cancel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a
what's
shame.
That? I can't go to dance practice?
Cancel.
Oh, it's a shame. That's a real shame.
So I'm excited. I'm happy about it. I'm happy. There's a lot of stuff that I'm not happy about, but I'm happy about that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I think it's pretty good that there would be a lot of people that have been getting said emails from all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
From their gym?
Being cancelled.
No, not my gym.
Have you...
Not my gym.
Had anything that's been cancelled or is about to be cancelled that you're not actually that sad about?
Not mad about it.
Not sad. Quite happy about it.
And look, guys, another exciting thing.
Another...
Phone's working.
Oh! No!
Apparently the phone's working.
See?
Go,
it's
Leon.
Me.
It's
okay.
You, or it's, I'm going to say it's probably Leon. Good job, Leon. Give us a call, 93130985. Let us know what plans are being cancelled, and you're not mad about it.
Not mad about it at all.
Mm-mm. And you can win. We know those tickets we gave away before.
Yeah.
You can win tickets to station sponsor Uncharted the Movie. The race for the greatest treasure is on. Tommy Holland and Mark Wahlberg star in the action blockbuster Uncharted. Rated M in cinemas now. Get the good vibrations.
Yeah, call now.
We're back.
Oh, back Shannon. Mum life with Shannon. Sharing some, not disappointments.
It's not mad about it.
About cancellations.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. The swimming carnival got cancelled.
Oh.
Not mad about it.
Not mad about it at all.
Got my day back.
Happy days. Well, we've got a couple of calls. We've got Chris from Byford. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Hello, mate. What are you pumped? Or, you know, no, you're just not mad about it. You know, what's cancelled that you're not mad about?
I mean, we can say pun. That's okay. And I'm going to go there and say family catch-up.
Oh, yeah.
Being European, we have massive families. So now that there's a limit of 10 people in households, we can't do it. And also, being European, they're not very smart, so you can turn around to them and say, look, it probably wouldn't work to do separate ones.
No, it wouldn't. It just wouldn't work. That's awesome. Thanks so much, Chris. That's awesome.
That would be, there would be a lot of people that would be going, catering-wise, yeah. I'm yeah. very happy that I can only have yeah. 10 people.
Absolutely. That's right. We've also got Bronte from Kelmscott. Good morning, Bronte.
Good morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
It's pretty wet.
Yes. This is what we talk about here in Perth, the weather. It's yeah, very wet. I know. Are you doing okay? Are you coping?
Yes, I'm inside, so I can't complain.
Okay, great. Well, what are you not mad about that's probably going to be cancelled?
So it hasn't been cancelled yet, but I wouldn't be mad if my church cancelled our youth Easter camp in the school holidays. You know, spending 4 days with 40 kids, like, I know the parents want a break, but it's you know, sleep deprivation, injuries.
No.
I wouldn't be mad.
No, 100%.
I love your honesty.
Yes. And the smell. Love your honesty. Youth camps smell always.
Yeah, fair call. No. Maybe time to change ministries, though.
Worst, though.
Who smells the worst?
I don't know, because sometimes the leaders smell, sometimes the kids smell, and then it's a combined thing, and you're just like, I've got to get out of here.
It is a vicious cycle, Bronte. Thank you so much for the call. Also got a text here from Simon. I won't be mad if Home and Away or Neighbours got cancelled. Wow, Simon. Wow.
Well, Neighbours has almost gotten cancelled in England, hasn't it? Well, they've all stood up and said, no, we want it to stay. Became the number one song in the UK.
The Brits, mate.
The Neighbours song.
Don't you
Barry
muck around
Crocker.
With really? The Brits and their Neighbours. Well,
oh, look,
guys,
keep them coming.
Yep.
What would you not be mad about if it got cancelled with the borders are opening? Yeah. You know, there's going to be some things that are going to have to not go ahead.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You might just be honestly saying, well, actually, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I think I'm on the same with you. I wouldn't be mad if swimming lessons got cancelled.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand sitting there with my mask on.
Oh.
I just take a coffee.
Yeah.
I'm a genius. I know how
this
works.
You are a genius.
Oh, thanks.
9313 0985. You guys
never
can,
call
keep,
me
you
a
can
genius.
Keep on talking.
You never call me a genius.
No.
You know that?
Okay, anyway, let's move on.
Shannon Dan Show is back.
Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.